The virus, which some people call a stomach flu, is called the Norwalk virus. It causes nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and sometimes a low-grade fever, and is fairly common around this time of the year. An elementary school in Rhinelander had to close after more than two-thirds of students and half the teachers got sick with the virus. At the University of Wisconsin-Madison Hospital, a dozen patients and four healthcare workers were also believed to have contracted it. Dr. Dennis Mackey is chief of infectious diseases at the UW-Madison Hospital.
The bad news about these viruses is that they're so ubiquitous. We've had many of our employees calling in from home. They may not have even worked for the last 3 or 4 days or week, and they've gotten sick at home. And we've been instructing our employees, if they have acute vomiting and diarrhea, not to come to work until they have been well for 2 full days and they're no longer contagious.
A spokesperson with the State Division of Public Health says 6 to 8 outbreaks are usually reported every year in areas where people congregate, like hospitals, nursing homes, schools, or hotels. Dr. Mackey says the most effective prevention is hand washing.
Don't put your hands in your mouth. And if you're going to eat anything, wash your hands vigorously. I mean, talking about scrubbing them good with soap and water all the way up, well up the wrists, before you start picking up finger food and you're going to put something in your mouth. Because heavens knows, it's so easy to pick up infectious organisms from objects or from transient contact with people.
The most serious effect of the Norwalk virus is usually dehydration. Dr. Mackey says, contrary to conventional wisdom, people shouldn't force liquids if they're nauseous or vomiting. He recommends waiting until hunger returns and then slowly eating soda crackers or drinking Gatorade. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.